What you're about to hear is part of the Podgods Network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email and go fuck yourself. Enjoy the show! Thank you for choosing the Oddcast Podcast UK on the Podgods Network. The Oddcast Podcast. The podcast nobody is listening to, except you. The following podcast contains strong language, topics of discussion that could offend, and discussions about Batman. You have been warned. Previously on the Oddcast Podcast UK...
Well done, Will. It's taking you this long to actually talk on cue. It's amazing. And we are here, movie-centric podcast.
Is this talking on cue?
What, over people?
Yeah, like that.
Yeah. You're like one of them kids in class that really disrupt the teacher. And the teacher goes, "Do you want to come up here and teach?" And you're like, "No."
And I hope you brought enough for everybody.
I just want to show off to all my friends.
Yeah. You could probably just have an hour-long sort of clip length of you just going, "Oh, Batman! Oh, Batman! Oh, Batman! Oh, Batman!" Is that a message? What was the other side of the conversation?
Oh, yeah. Start that again. Let's try and lie again. Yeah. And then he was a recovering drug addict. And then on their wedding night, he went into crack.
Oh, I seem to remember that. Yeah,
that's a true story. I mean, I probably haven't got details. Correct, but it wasn't
crack that they were looking for.
This is not the crack you are looking for.
Morse. We're just shouting things out now, are we?
Bergerac.
Yeah. You're with me.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so bad.
He's just sitting there going,
"I am sorry,
it's Marvel."
Oh, I got it. I was trying to figure out. He wouldn't let me say it. I told you, he's.
I wasn't there. Ironside a lawyer.
In a wheelchair. There's a wheelchair.
He wasn't a detective, though.
He was legendary.
Debbie, I'm in love with you. I know we can make this relationship work. Come on. Wait. I was always afraid. Commit to a relationship.
What?
And now I'm ready to make it happen. We need to go upstairs now. It's not easy for me. I always control my emotions, my feelings. You know, and I just need time to change.
Welcome to the Oddcast Podcast, episode 61. You are listening to Adam,
Ash, and Will.
The podcast that nobody is listening to. Hashtag not listening. Part of the Podgods Network. How's everyone doing? Why do we sound so mellow? Why? Why have we started off on such a somber note?
Because we wanted to go out for a cigarette before we started.
Do you want to go out for a cigarette, Will? Yeah. I can pause it right now, and then it will be real, and people will know what I have to deal with each episode, with you moaning like a little child.
Shall we?
Go on then.
Yeah. That's better.
Yeah, fucking idiot. So Oddcast Podcast, the podcast that stops for fag breaks.
Indeed.
A lot of fag breaks.
Well, yeah.
Two.
You're going to have hypnosis soon, didn't you?
Yes. In fact, by the time this one's out, I will have been hypnotised and I'm probably not smoking again.
And clacking like a chicken. Because that's what hypnotists do, didn't they?
Yeah,
every time you click your fingers. Cluck like a chicken.
Have you ever seen a film called Whoops Apocalypse?
Yes.
No.
Oh, that was a classic. Really? I mean, we're talking proper British. It was Peter Cook, Rick Mayall, Alexis Sale.
Was it a film or a TV show?
It was a film of a TV show. I believe there was a series out before it.
Because that's a good comic.
It was like the comic strip.
I thought
game.
It was a piss take of Apocalypse Now.
No, it was entirely no, not even a bit. Because Apocalypse Now was set in Vietnam. This was set not in
Sudbury.
Vietnam.
Well,
the big van rolls up saying SAS on the side, and then it zooms in. It's like Smith and Simpkins specialist caterers.
I love all that old.
But it was brilliant. But there's a hypnosis bit on there, and they're doing this big show. And they get the head of the Navy up there and they hypnotise him so that when he clicks his fingers, he thinks there's a fire. And then right at the end, when nuclear Armageddon's about to happen, he's in charge of the submarines, they go, sir, should we send the missiles? Sir? Fire! I gave away the ending from a 1980-something film.
Was it Brian Blessed who did that last bit?
No.
Oh, that would have been great though, wouldn't it?
Gordon's alive.
Did you know that Rick Mayall and Adrian Edmondson are doing a brand new Bottom series?
They run out of money then.
No, you know Hooligans Island? Or,
because it was a piss take of Gilligan's Island, wasn't it? Yeah.
They did that on the stage show. They're making, I think it's a 6-part series of it.
Okay. That could be good.
Could be good, could be awful. We will find out. That was a bit close to the mic.
Yeah, it would be. It's going to be quite cool though. But so Oddcast Podcast, here we go, episode 61. I said it 3 times now. And with the movies on it, nobody's listening to, blah, 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 blah. Part of Podgods Network, go to podgodsnetwork.com.
Hasn't Rita already said this shit?
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah, she probably has.
Yeah, so you can stop doing it.
But I just like to do it.
Okay.
I feel like I'm doing my part.
He's done it 60 times before.
Because I just wanted to mention that when this comes out, in 2 days' time, there'll be a brand new movie com. Where we will be talking about Back to the Future.
Ooh.
What year did that come out, Will? Ash, sorry.
1979. No. That is it.
Take 55, add
30. 1985, the Back to the Future movie. You found a Back to the Future, Will?
Yes. Only the first one, though.
Did you like the second one?
Because the second one was awful.
No, I liked the second one.
Third one was better than the second one.
Third one's probably the worst.
Oh, come on, I had the best skateboard ever.
Yeah, boards. Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Don't go over
because
water
it's in the past and they still haven't invented them.
No, they have. You just can't buy them.
Yeah, but they were kind of common usage, weren't they?
And there was like taxis in the air and shit.
Yeah.
Where we're going,
we don't need roads.
Yeah, going to a couple of years ago. Yeah,
okay, yeah, so 1885.
Hang on. Sorry, was it 2015 they went to? Actually, they went forward.
They went forward. They go back 30 years, then forward 30 years.
So from 85,
we've got 3 years. We've got 3 years until that happens.
Oh yeah. I reckon it's well on the way.
Yeah. Flying cars. I'm going to get a hover conversion for my.
I've got
my little motor.
I'm installing Mr. Fusion in my car next week.
Is it bad? Ooh.
Runs on banana skins.
Yeah, is it bad that I look at Back to the Future 2 and I look at all the stuff that was in it? They'll tell us hoverboards and flying cars and whatnot. And I'm like, man, we got 3 years for that to happen. But I'm thinking, it never happened. Do you know why? Because they had Jaws 17. Mm. So they haven't got past 4 yet.
And ironically,
you got 3 years to make.
I love
about
the fact that. I love
12
the fact that
Jaws.
In that, he still gets fired by fax. Now, yeah. Facts we don't have.
Yeah, exactly.
Things have moved on.
You get fired by Twitter.
I'm a bit confused though. Have they found a cure for Parkinson's then?
Low. Let's move on with the Oddcast Podcast UK.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Where did you get those clothes? At the toilet store?
A stab in the face with a soldering iron.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
Just a bad reception, honey.
I'm gonna spank my hairy ass.
What's that?
Then maybe you shouldn't be living here!
I got a fever! And the only prescription is more cowbell!
Scary movie.
Hear it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
It's not a tumor.
No. Go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
Well, hey!
Woo.
Woo. How you doing? You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah, so, Will, you were going on about Borderlands. Please, get it out of your fucking system.
That's a new game that's coming out soon. It's going to be good.
No, Borderlands 2.
Borderlands 2, yeah, because Borderlands 1 is awesome. First-person shooter, PlayStation 3, Xbox 360. Yeah, Ash brought it about a year ago. No, about six months ago.
3 to 6 months for £1.50 off the hut.
Yes. Basically, I actually ordered 8 or 9 of them because I found the hut and they made this error because you can sell second-hand games and Borderlands they're paying like 7-8 quid for, and the hut had got some sort of cock-up on their site and was selling it for £1.50 a hit. So I ordered several of them and then they cancelled my order, the bastards, but Ash's one came through. So we got the extended edition of Borderlands for £1.50.
Is that the game with on the front cover, it's got the cartoon guy with a mask?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Really good game.
I've got a gas mask that looks fairly similar to that.
We don't use it
for strangle wanks.
Yes.
Hashtag. We don't usually.
I don't take the rubber stopper out.
No.
We don't usually talk about games that often, but when we do, you seem really up for it. You like your Skyrim.
I like my games. I spend more time Arkham playing Asylum. Games than watching films. Far more.
I would say, why don't we do a game class, but I don't play enough games.
So. Well, I don't watch many films.
Well, maybe, why don't you create a segment about games?
Can't be asked.
That's fucking so true. I don't care.
Yeah, really.
I played a game. I don't want to fucking talk about it.
Well, no, exactly.
It's like I told you before. So you can go on YouTube and watch people play a game, which I think is the most pointless thing in the world.
Yeah, but I've got a wife, a daughter, funny. A career, a massive North mortgage. Korea. My escapism is playing games.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's what's my me time.
What's your escapism, Ash?
Drinking heavily.
Yeah. And occasionally playing games and
failing,
watching random stuff about. I was watching what was it? The series I got into, Breaking Bad.
Oh yes,
I just wanted to make my own meth.
How far into Breaking Bad have you got?
All the way through it.
It's fucking brilliant.
What
it?
Series one or all the
four
series?
Yeah.
It's a good. It's one of them series though. It starts off a little bit slow. And you have to get into it, but it's well worth the time and effort.
Yeah,
I started watching it, and it was so miserable. The trouble is, the main character reminded the wife of her dad a bit, mainly because he had a moustache. And the fact that he had cancer and stuff just made her go, I can't watch this.
Can your wife not, you know, separate life and film?
No, it's the fact he had a moustache.
Just because someone's got a moustache.
She still thinks he's in the YMCA.
So she watches like There Will Be Blood. She looks at Daniel Day-Lewis and says he's got a moustache. He's making loads of oil. And rings up her dad. Dad, why aren't you giving that fucking money from the oil? You're watching a film, darling.
She also thinks he exterminated 6 million Jews.
Has he got one of them?
No, that's only when he sort of semi-shaved it.
But Breaking Bad, though, I'd proper recommend Breaking Bad.
I thought it was all right, but I found it quite miserable.
It is quite miserable, and it gets to the point where, at the end of every episode, it's a bit like, oh, for fuck's sake, Jesus.
You just cheer the fuck up?
I want it. I know you got cancer, and then he gets in remission. And then
but chill out.
Yeah, and he's making meth, and the people are dying. It's crazy. But it's a really well-written show.
I'll stick with Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Because how far in Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
No further since I mentioned it a couple of episodes ago, because I was on holiday.
True. Sorry. What were you going to say, Ash? Sorry.
Struggling with this. Yeah. Is it because you're drinking?
Yes.
No, it's because do you know what? I do a podcast with you, Will, and I do a podcast with Bill. And like Ash pointed out in MovieCon, I never really talk to Ash, and I feel a bit bad. Because he always says, you and Will just sit there talking.
I love the way he's now started talking to Ash and calling him Will, because that way he's allowed to talk to him.
Yes. Because then he can just sort of look. And I love how the fact that he was saying as well that he was looking at Will saying, I always ignore Ash. Just sort of great.
He's just a cunt.
Yeah.
I've told you before, the reason I look at Will when I'm talking to him is because I then watch to see whether he's about to say anything, so I get ready to turn his mic down.
Because you know that I don't say anything.
Yeah, so plus you're really fucking ugly and he can't bear to look at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's not that. It's just that I need to keep my eye on you, Will. Disrupting the class and everything. Like you did at the beginning of the fucking show, 30 seconds in, you're like, I want to throw up a fag.
He wants to rub your upper thigh again.
Yeah.
Oh, what, like you're fucking sign out from last week?
Touch me in my special place.
But
Basil did.
Moving on.
But no, what I was going to say.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Fucking twat.
Okay, yeah, carry on.
We were talking about moustaches. Actually going to do a Movember this year.
Oh, yeah, man.
So I'm normally clean shaven. These two oafs have got beards and full on facial hair.
You have a clean shave. I have a clean shave.
No, maybe once a year. But only done a fancy dress job. I trim down to number one all over. If I take my hair off entirely, I don't clean shave, but I just trim it short.
All over his body.
Yeah, he's got the beard just like a fucking egg.
It's getting right in by the sphincter that's the problem.
Okay.
I'm going to do a Movember this year.
What sort?
And I'm just, that's what I'm trying to think of, what I actually want to do as the moustache thing.
I actually think you need to look a bit like a matey out of
Garage Cars.
I'm thinking the droopy.
The funny thing is, he's not doing that for charity.
No, he's just a cunt.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. The droopy job that goes all the way down. My dad used to have one, and I think it might actually look quite good. I've had a couple of people
and it's for charity, though,
put the little Hitler one in, but there's no way that I'm going to do that to go to work.
We know that the Hitler thing happened so long ago, but people are still a little bit... don't have a Hitler moustache. It's not a Hitler moustache, it's a Charlie Chaplin moustache.
It's called the toothbrush moustache, I think is one of the terms for it. But there was a comedian who did the Edinburgh Fringe, I think it was last year, did a big campaign.
Richard Herring, wasn't it?
Yeah, big campaign to try and bring it back into normal use. However, it's still a fucking stupid moustache.
Exactly.
That's the problem.
Unless you're a tramp or a person that murders thousands of
Well, the trouble is, my hair's too light. I'm relatively blonde. And if I just have a toothbrush moustache, it's not going to be visible.
I couldn't.
I'm just going to look like I've got hairy nostrils.
The tiniest gap in between there.
That's where your cleft palate was, isn't it?
I don't think I've got... No, it's just the way it
grows. I don't think I've got a cleft palate.
No,
I think you'd fucking notice.
No, but the way my beard works, it's kind of got the little parting
in his moustache.
I have a quiff on mine.
if I grew it, it would be like the tiniest little...
I've got a Mohican.
It'd be the tiniest Captain Hook's moustache.
Yeah, it's not a toothbrush moustache, it's a Mohican moustache. You have that, and you have the little chocolate drop.
Can we move on to the first feature?
No, I'm trying to picture him what he looked like with a goatee. You look like George Michael with a goatee. Don't get a goatee.
No, I'm going to go for the full-on droopy sort of
handlebar biker job.
That would work.
Yeah. Right, can we move on? For the love of fucking God.
Well, I wanted to talk about something before we move on. It's only a tiny thing. Moving on.
It's your face of disgust with the burp.
Yeah, what is that all about? Okay, so I got sent a message from a friend of mine called Mark Townsend.
You have friends?
Yeah, he says he listens. He shouldn't be listening because it's hashtag not listening. Tweet me your pictures at Barker Podcast. And he sent me this link, right, called 10 Famous Films That Surprisingly Fail the Beach Duel. Actually, come around here, Will.
Right.
Yes, yeah, so I need he's ignoring me again.
I need the grammar.
I'm not allowed to actually look
at
this.
How would you say that? The Bechdel?
I'd say Bechdel.
Okay, Bechdel. Sit back down. Bechdel? You like that, Ash? Bechdel?
It might be Bechdel, but it depends on the language.
Okay, we're going to call it the Bechdel. The Bechdel test, right? What the Bechdel test is, it was developed by Alison Bechdel in 1985. Same year as Back to the Future.
Yep.
And for a movie to pass the Bechdel test, it must contain one thing. And that thing...
A plot.
Is... There should be one scene in which two or more female characters have a conversation back and forth.
So right, the Bechdel test is saying...
Okay, so there has to be two birds that actually talk to each other.
Right? And they said, surprisingly...
That's quite interesting.
Said, surprisingly, there's a lot of big films out there which win awards and get a lot of... where the whole film, even though there's women in it, they never actually...
Talk to each other.
Interact properly. They may be in the same scene... But they don't talk to each other.
This is quite interesting because this actually goes back in line with my whole thing I've said in the Star Watches when we've had females. Because very rarely, I mean, we had Sigourney Weaver in the last one. Very rarely do they actually star.
Yes.
They might be the leading lady to the leading man, but very rarely are they the star of the film.
But then again, you can still have a starring female person
who only talks to blokes.
She only talks to blokes.
Yeah, Debbie Does Dallas.
He shouldn't even talk to them.
Yeah.
Catwoman.
So like, she says, all of us.
there's a quick list here. I'll only go through it because I thought it was interesting. Mm. The Social Network, the film about Facebook and all that.
Yeah.
Why It Fails the Test. none of the women actually talk to each other.
Well, I'm assuming that's the whole reason all of them fail the test.
Well, isn't that because it's about Facebook? No one actually talks to each other. They all type in their status.
Oh, there are a load of women poking each other.
Like.
Thumbs up. Yeah. Oh, whole fist.
But it's just it. The whole thing about it, there's a lot of female characters in that film, but they are literally girls that just sit there and don't talk to anyone.
Well, yeah, or just only talk to men.
Exactly.
They should be seen and not heard. And they just sit prettily with their tops up and their boobies juggling about.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, it fails it, even though there's a lot of women characters in there.
Well, Hermione.
But she never talks to any other girls in the film. And they said there's one bit, they said, there is one bit where one of the teachers does say something to another
woman.
There's
no direct response.
But she doesn't respond to her. I find that interesting, how the fact that it's kind of like, okay.
My wife does have selective deafness. Often I say things to her and she doesn't respond.
Avatar is another one.
Really?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
So Sigourney Weaver talks to no one.
No.
No, well, he only talks to men.
Or avatars. And they're all fucking blokes.
Normally. Ah, but they're all cartoon characters.
Here's one that surprised you.
Pocahontas.
7 to 5, the original Star Wars trilogy.
Really?
No. Princess Leia.
The entire trilogy.
Only talks to
the original, so... Princess Leia doesn't talk to any women in that film.
But Chewbacca's female.
No, he ain't.
I know.
Otherwise, she's from fucking like Bulgaria or something. Yeah. It's another host.
Chewbacca is an old Italian woman.
4 to 2, the entire Lord of the Rings trilogy. Nobody talks, no girls talk to each other.
There aren't really
film.
That many birds in it, though.
There's quite a lot of birds in
there. Well, you've got Liv Tyler.
Kate Blanchett.
Yeah, but she only ever talks to Frodo.
Yeah, but this is the whole point.
It's male dominated.
None of the women talk to the women.
There's not.
I wonder if it happens in the books.
And Row, Lola, Run, which the main title character of that film.
Sorry, what's it called?
Run, Lola, Run.
That's not
I
what
thought
you
said.
Row,
Lola, Run.
You said Row, Lola, Run. You said Row, Lola, Run.
You said Row, Lola, Run.
But I say Row, Lola, Run.
Row,
you said Row, Lola, Run.
Row, Lola, Run. Roll over, baby. But no, Row.
You set me up for that. No, you set you up for that.
But yeah, there you go. Yeah, so she hasn't talked to no one. I think they also talked about in Alien, the original one.
Well, so she was the only woman on the ship.
That kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Because you even said it in Alien. There is another woman on the ship. That's wrong. There's two women on the ship, and another one.
I can't remember.
They said they have a brief conversation about the alien.
Right.
But they don't really have a conversation.
But it's a conversation. Surely
there's an alien.
Oh, is there?
No,
the rule is a conversation. Yeah. One says something back, one returns. Yeah. That's a conversation.
Yeah. That's what we're trying to say. That's the kind of... That's all you need. Yeah. That's what they're saying. There was one scene.
It's like
film.
What you rarely have with Ash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to... the Bechdel
he says
test.
Something, he vaguely sticks it in my direction. I then reply, and he completely ignores whatever I reply and talks to Will.
Yeah. So this totally. Podcast fails the Bechdel test. There we go.
That's because you're a girly.
It's the Bechdel test.
But no, I just thought that was interesting, and that was Mark Townsend. Oh, mate, he sent it in. I just thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
And it was obviously fitting in with the movie.
Yeah, you don't want to look at any links that Pete Townsend sends in. It was research.
He got let off for that. So, okay. Guess the movie year time.
Ooh, movie spit roast.
Okay, we all know the rules. Not going to go through it again. So let's start off. The Blair Witch Project.
Ooh.
Ooh. I'm so excited.
Ooh.
That's the one where... I've got a year in mind already. Yeah, but go on.
Okay. You ever seen
Blair Witch? I never saw it. Torches Up Noses.
I've seen it, yes. And it gave a lot of...
Torches Up Noses.
Torches Up Noses?
Yeah.
I'm so scared. Oh, that bit, yeah.
Iconic scene.
I was just thinking one with a flame. I thought that's going to be fucking painful.
I find that that's pretty cool. That independent film, and I know for a fact that film was made fucking peanuts.
£20,000 on it.
It was so small budget.
I know
and
nothing
it
about
made
it.
Such an iconic like.
It did show people you could do shit on the cheap, but unfortunately, it spawned things like Cloverfield, which was wank.
I like Cloverfield.
No.
I've got a year in mind.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, number 9, Runaway Bride.
Richard Gere and Julia Roberts?
And a hamster.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be her, like, both of them get back together after Pretty Woman, so it was going to be a box office smash. But then again, it got to number 9 this year.
I'm going to let Ash guess first this time, though.
Okay, get closer to the mic as well, please. The Mummy with Tobey Maguire
and Brendan Fraser. Yeah.
You fan of The Mummy? No, you don't. No, you don't like the guy, do you?
No, he's such a smug cunt.
I didn't like The Mummy. It's one of the films that I've watched plenty of times, but I've never really enjoyed.
I don't mind the ones with what's his name, Dwight.
Dwayne Johnson.
Such a cool name.
The Rock.
Yeah, Dwayne Dibley ruined the name for everyone else in the world.
But you wouldn't fucking say
you can, understand, though. I'm going to be a professional wrestler. What do I call myself? Dwayne the Demon.
You wouldn't say it to
Dwayne the Devourer. Dwayne the Punisher. Nah, fuck it.
Okay. Number 7, Big Daddy. Adam Sandler film where
fuck off. Do not move on.
Keep fucking angry. Tarzan. I think that's the
not the Johnny Weissmuller, I'm assuming.
No, it's the cartoon
the Disney
one.
Job. Yep.
With, Phil Collins done the music for it. We laughed. That was so funny.
Phil Collins as Tarzan.
That was what I was saying. And that's how he sings.
You're not a fan of Phil Collins?
Fan would be the wrong term.
But if I put a fucking Phil Collins CD on, you'll be singing along to it.
She walks down to the man on the street. She says, sir, can you help me?
Keep singing.
Well, basically, like any other drummer, he should have just stuck with drumming.
No, actually, I'm going to stick up for Phil Collins here.
What was the one about spastics walking across the sand? I quite liked that.
What? Spastic? What?
I can't dance. I can't talk. Only thing about me is the way that I walk. That's about spastics.
It's different mute people.
It's about disability anyway. I can't remember.
That was Genesis. That was in Genesis.
Hot sun beating down, burning my feet just walking around.
He's got his eyes closed, everyone. It's amazing when he sings a song, he closes his eyes.
It probably sounds terrible as well.
It does. It's awful. Number
you think you can sing?
Number 5.
He said it first off with the I can't sing.
Yeah.
And he can't walk after a couple of pints either.
Number 5.
But I can wet myself.
And you can shot.
The Matrix.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. That's twice. You've gone, ooh.
Ooh.
What's him saying? He's got really slitty eyed as well. Look at him.
Right, okay.
I know where I was at the time of this year, but I'm trying to work out what fucking year it was.
Mm. I really did like The Matrix. The first one was fucking a brilliant.
So, Propellerheads, Decks and Drums and Rock and Roll was just out because that was on the soundtrack.
It's working out the music.
I have a year, and I'll wait to see what Ash is.
You're actually going to keep it holding. You can give it yourself,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
hang on. Ooh,
I might have to go with my first.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, yeah. I'll just drop back a year as well. Go on.
Okay, okay. Number 4, Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me. Yeah, baby, yeah!
The Spy Who Shagged Me?
Yes.
That's not my bag, baby.
Yeah, it's the second one.
That was the one with Mel B out of the Spice Girls covering Cameo's Word Up.
Yes, you are.
Which
is
really interesting, because that takes us back into Spice Girls era, which moves us forward. I'm going with 97.
Awful fucking
I'm going with 97.
Oh, he's gone. 97.
Yep, done it. You fucking blind me. Because that was what you were thinking?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
I like the way he's quite clever. He looks at by music, which is quite a cool little way of thinking.
Yeah. I'm better with music than films, quite frankly.
I'm going 99.
It's a good way of thinking, though. 99, okay. Mm. Oh, you both gone then?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll just
I'm going 99 because that was when I think I was living in South Woodham because I from the Blair Witch thing, I remember talking to a mate who I was living with at the time who said that he actually got motion sickness from watching it and
on the big screen
a
lot of people got that
and there. I remember sitting on the sofa in Woodham actually saying is that he said that he felt sick while it was and I go is that because the camera was so wobbly
so shaking
and it was on that sofa so I'm assuming he went to saw it in the cinema.
You know if I've gone for 96 sorry if I've gone what did I say
97
and if 97. I've gone for 97 you've gone for 99 we know the answer don't we
yeah it's gonna be 98 but this will be the first time in about 5 or 6 episodes that we have actually spit roasted the year.
Nice.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Toy Story 2 was at number 3.
Meh.
The Sixth Sense was at number 2 of this year. And this is the
this
one
year.
of 2012. This movie year. And the one at number one, which you will both now get it from this one.
We had no Batman, no Bond, no Star Wars so far. Mm.
Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace was at number one.
96. 97.
97? Oh, fuck. Yeah. Well, here we go. Jar Jar Binks! 96. Introduced to the world! Ha ha ha! Jar Jar Binks!
Yep, that's just knocked mine completely out.
So you said 97. You said 99?
Yeah, you did.
And
this is
before.
Movie Spit Roast, which you're trying to get it right in between. Today's year was... You'll find out after
I'll just fucking get to it, you cunt.
Find out after the break.
I'm Irv, the Devil's Advocate. Join us with my mind jack puzzles of murder mysteries, conundrums, and trick questions.
I'm Ice. Join us for some fun facts, weird laws, and my famous top 10 that can go on and on and on.
I'm Six. Join us and test your wits with my trivia game, Neuron Napalm, and get a few laughs with my song parodies called Six's Lampoons.
I'm Gigi. Join us as we do some lines while I keep the guys on their toes with my quick wit and the truth at my fingertips.
And you can find all this at DicksInsiderShow.com or PodGodsNetwork.com, where you can join our
Circle Jerk of a Conversation.
The Dicks Insider Show. Woo!
So yes, go and...
you're a cunt.
Go and listen to those podcasts.
Yeah, they were established in 2012. That is our year. Super.
So yeah, I left you all on a tender hook there. What year?
On a what?
Tender hook.
A tender hook?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
What is it supposed to be?
Tender hook.
No, it's a tender hook.
Okay.
I'm taking it. I'm using it now.
We're going to have to... I'll tell you what, I've got a new feature lined up. It's called the Adam Pronunciation Guide.
Yes.
We can do a translation, which would be like...
That's actually a good idea. So you've got
free, meaning available without charge, and you've got free, which meaning between 2 and 4.
Let's do it. I'm up for that. If you can get that sorted for next episode, I will do it. Because I don't care. I know I pronounced things wrongly, and
I think we're going to have some fun with that.
Things.
Exactly.
To be honest, I think it's better placed in a trailer.
A trailer?
Yeah, a promo to play out. The Adam Bunker Pronunciation Guide.
Adam Bunker.
Who the fuck is Adam Bunker?
For some reason I was thinking of Barry at the time.
Yeah.
Okay, so the year. You said 97.
I said 97.
You said...
99.
I've got a feeling I might have nailed it.
You didn't say 99.
He said 99.
Did he?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah, but then you're worried you'd be at 98, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But today's year, and you think it was 96 now. You're thinking it was before.
No, I'm not. I thought some more about it while I was draining the lizard during the pointless ad break.
And you were going on about that you watched a rubbish copy of it and whatnot in Woodham.
No.
South Woodham Ferrers.
South Woodham Ferrers. Yeah. No.
The posh area.
I watched a...
actually, the posh bit's just Woodham Ferrers.
Yeah. I was in the south.
South. In the south of the river. South of the River Crouch.
So we had armed guards to go and pick up pizza.
It was expensive
pizza.
Yeah.
Today's Guess That Movie Year was...
Not that interesting.
1999.
I can't believe it. I actually got one right.
You were well out, Will, because you even went backwards.
These things happen.
God, you're so fucking like, yeah. It happened to me.
Oddly enough, I was wrong again. Oddly enough,
it's not that important.
It is for Ash. I actually got a quiz question type thing.
I'll tell you what, Ash, it makes you feel better. I am so jealous.
I normally lose 9 or 10 to 1.
But you see, I have a quiz that we shall do after the Star Watch, perhaps.
That you're now putting pressure on me to actually get something right.
Oh, no, you'll like this.
Should we do a Star Watch then? You want to go to Star Watch?
Let's do it.
Here's today's Star Watch.
It's not Carrie Tate.
Ooh. What is it?
Laurie Strode.
It's
Stroud.
Okay.
I changed my name when I went into hiding.
Well, I like that. That's like the witness protection program. What did you like? Rat out the mob or something?
My brother killed my sister when she was 17.
Well, that's sucky. How'd he do that?
With a really big, sharp kitchen knife.
That's terrible. Take off your gloves.
You said you'd listen. They locked him up for a long time. But he got out and he came after me. But I got away. But he killed a lot of my friends. It happened on Halloween. You've heard the story.
Who hasn't? Michael Myers. It's like 20 years ago, right?
1978.
And the girl, what happened to the sister? She died, right?
No, she faked her death. And now she's the headmistress of a very posh, secluded private school in Northern California.
Jimmy. Good old Jimmy.
What? Oh, yeah!
Jimmy Lee Curtis, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going for the hermaphrodite. Yeah. Side of things now, are we?
She can procreate
herself. Do you know what? Because you threw me...
could just go fuck herself.
Yep.
You threw me for a minute, because I actually thought... Did I tell him the wrong person we were doing? Did I tell him we were doing, like, James Cameron or something? And, I'm like, fuck.
He's not an actor.
I didn't brief you. I didn't brief you.
Well, we did the bloke who threw himself off a bridge the other week.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we can do that. We've done Kevin
Smith. Has there been any more news?
No, but he's an actor as well.
No, there hasn't. No, not that I know of.
Yeah.
Because I'm not part of the family, so they won't tell me anything. I keep ringing up asking, what happened? They're like, fuck off. You don't know him.
He was walking down the street one day and he tripped over and he fell off a bridge.
This is really unprofessional. I need to go for a piss.
Got him.
So do you want to talk about Jamie Lee Curtis for a couple of minutes whilst I go for a piss? Because I can't bother to keep pausing the fucking show.
We could do,
seriously, is it going to be that podcast that we're going to be like editing it out?
This is the problem when Adam's drinking.
Yes, he needs pisses when everyone else did it on the last break.
Yeah.
And he waited till it restarted.
That's right.
Before then going,
Ironically, I thought playing out an ad in the middle of the episode was taking the piss.
Yes.
Just because he was trying to take the piss, ironically, once again, out of something I said a couple of weeks ago.
You mean sarcastically?
Indeed. Not ironically.
Yeah. Oh, that's ironic.
Yeah, indeed. ironically, out of me saying how he was turning it into an X Factor thing, so we both took the opportunity to have a piddle.
Yes.
Right, I'm gonna have a little look at my phone.
I think I might go and I don't know. Yeah. See what I can do elsewhere.
What we could do is move the microphone really close to the toilet so our whole listening community can hear Adam having a piddle.
It's quite loud.
It's really loud, isn't it?
Yes.
It will help us check out how unidirectional the microphones
actually,
are.
Actually, yes. And these leads are rather big, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. So you're going to put that by the door? Right, don't go too much further. Well, that's about your limit.
He's stuck.
He's having a shake.
Then a rattle and a roll.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Second win. Second win.
I knew it! I knew it!
He dunked it. on the door.
Oh. Now, do you think Adam might do some editing now, or I've got a feeling that's staying in?
I think that might stay in.
Is that your mic or my mic?
Your mic. I'm not going to use my mic for you having a piss, but I'm going to shut the door so we don't hear the system filling back up again.
Well, that was fun. You might want to move your mic a bit closer. For some reason, it appears to have been rearranged.
It moved slightly.
I was just pissing on your floor. That's why you couldn't hear me pissing.
Yeah, I must admit, you could have used the toilet.
For fuck's
sake. The second win was quite funny, though.
Yeah.
I could hear you, and I was thinking, what are they doing? And then when I heard the second win, I thought, when you heard, oh, it's gone quiet, I was like, he's outside the fucking door, isn't he? Okay, so,
what's that beer like, by the way, Will?
Try it.
I'll just get your synopsis.
Yeah, there's a reason why I don't.
That's right, I've been taking thiobenzole.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah, there's a there is a reason why I don't drink during the podcast. Okay, so
yeah, we've noticed you can't handle it.
I can handle it. You can't handle it. You can't handle me drunk.
You don't want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Jamie Lee Curtis. Okay, how old is Jamie Lee Curtis, everyone?
93.
She's 93 years
old. And half. No, she's got to be the same age as Siggy, isn't she?
How old is Sigourney?
Siggy Weaver. 63. I reckon Jamie Lee Curtis is going to be actually slightly younger. I'm going to go for her 61.
61?
I'm going to go 59.
You'll be almost
right. She's going to be 60, isn't she?
Yeah. 1958 she was born.
Right.
November 1958. So
how old is she?
Oh, blimey, that makes
sense. You work out. You're an accountant.
55?
No.
4?
Yes.
I can't even possibly.
What year did you say?
59? 58?
60. Oh, 58. Okay. Oh, right, she's substantially younger.
Mm. 58.
Mm. Alright. Yeah.
That's maths. I can't do math.
50 and a bit.
Yeah. She's in the 50s.
54?
Yeah. Okay.
53, 54 in November.
Well, I didn't hear the way that birthday was in the year.
Okay. So, Jamie Lee Curtis, the hermaphrodite that everybody still fancies, apparently. 1970 out.
I reckon I'll make Stanwood.
Stanwood.
Yeah. Stanwood. Is that his whole name? Wood.
He likes his older lady.
Stanwood. His
full name is Stanislav Svoboda.
Immigrant. Diplomatic immunity.
We'll save that for later. Oh no, hang on. Kind of.
What?
Hey?
Moving on.
Future. Halloween, 1978. One of her first actual movies. Which is pretty good. It's a good film to jump into.
We're talking about Jamie, aren't we?
I'm so glad you moved away from the mic for that.
I do.
You nearly ruptured someone's eardrum.
Welcome to the Oddcast podcast.
Episode 2. We've had so many breaks. We're still on the bloody thingy-me-jiggy.
And will I do that? Will I edit this? Who knows?
How far in are we?
1 hour, 20 minutes. No, only half hour.
That's all. Okay.
Will, calm down. Stop being a fucking watchkeeper. Is that not even a real word?
No, it's the gate master.
That's not even a real word either. Gatekeeper.
I'm the doorman.
Bouncer.
Halloween 1978. You actually seen that? The original Mike Myers film?
No.
Not Mike Myers.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that Mike Myers?
Yeah. I loved that.
It was
actually,
only about three then, wasn't it?
Yeah. That film was actually possibly my favourite film of all time. John Carpenter's Halloween. I loved it so much. It's an independent film.
It's not the one with the pins in the head.
No, that's Hellraiser.
That's the one.
Halloween is Mike Myers, guy with a white mask, goes around and stalks all the babysitters and kills them.
But not played by Mike Myers.
No.
He was the guy in the hockey mask.
The white mask. So a bit like Viva Vendetta.
No, he wore a hockey mask in Wayne's World. Game on! Game on!
Oh, that was a bit too sneaky. We did Wayne's World as well. So, yeah, Halloween. Great
I'm
film.
I'm thinking Viva Vendetta.
And
it's the Beef of Vendetta music. Sorry, I'm taking your accent and dragging it even further towards the gutter.
I think Blimey will agree with you that I do fucking drag Essex through the gutter.
In it,
you know what I mean? Yeah. What was that fucking arm movement in it?
What I was trying to... I cracked my left elbow and it was too far away from the mic, so I thought I cracked my right arm over the mic, but it didn't crack.
I'm not going to talk about Halloween then because we're going to do it at the movie con in a couple of weeks. So
oh, fine. I'll not listen to that.
We can you don't fuck this or anything, yeah. The Fog, 1980, another John Carpenter film.
Is that like
a around the world in 80 days?
Phileas Fogg film, yeah.
Willy Fogg, it was the lion.
Willy? I remember that! The cartoon of it. No, The Fog.
Now the story must go on, because. No.
Yeah, the Fog, that's the film. That's the film where the pirates come through the fog and trying to attack
Never
the town.
It.
It's a good little film. Good music. Mm-hmm. Prom Night, 1980.
She was known
as the Scream Queen because she'd
been... she had really loud orgasms.
Oh, was that the one where the film that was being shown in the film Scream?
Yes. They said Prom Night, Halloween, Fog. She was the original Scream Queen. She'd
they
always
make sure you were a virgin and all that. Box.
Yeah, she always played the nice girl in it, and she'd always survive.
She can't be a virgin because she was fucking herself since the age of about 6 when she realised she had a winkle and an inhole.
For fuck's sake.
Thanks, Ash.
1981, she was in Halloween 2. And 1983,
Halloween
Trading Places with Eddie Talkie.
Hey!
Great film.
Great she was film. Quite she was young then, wasn't she? Hang on. Yeah. Hang on. Sorry. Going back, because she was playing like a prom queen and stuff just earlier. When was she born again?
58.
So how old was she in 80?
83?
22.
What?
83? No, not she's not 83. In
this is the worst maths ever.
Call me the count. 1983. She got her boobs out in Trading Places. 25. Tell you what, they're fucking nice boobs.
And once again, she's playing. Sorry, just before that, she's playing like the prom queen. So it just shows that the whole American high school thing—they always get people in their mid-20s.
Well, stop moving your hands underneath the table because it's making everything shake.
I was having a wank.
I know, how to tell. So,
Jamie!
It was like
James!
It was like a scene out of Jurassic Park. I'm looking down at my microphone and it's shaking. And I'm looking at you and you're like...
He's plucking guitar strings underneath the table.
Yeah, I was playing the one-string cheesy banjo.
Yeah, so Trading Places gets her tits out. Very, very nice. Moving on, I'm just going to skim over. Fiscal Rwanda, 1988.
Brilliant film.
Yeah, it's good.
Funny. Kevin Kline, Michael Palin, John Cleese.
Yep.
John Cleese speaking Russian and Jamie Lee Curtis saying, speak more Russian to me. Oh, it's so sexy.
I do like Fiscal Wonder.
Chips up the nose.
It's one of the films. Do you think that translated quite well over in America?
I have no idea.
Because they were, obviously, Palin and Cleese were coming off the back of Monty Python. Massive in America. Cult status in America, if anything. Because you got a lot of certain people over there listening, watching and all that.
When you say certain people, you almost said that with an undertone of they are certain
people. Was Jamie Lee Curtis in, it might come up later, but was she in the same one later on with Michael Palin and that lot with the zoo?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah. Official Wonder, though. Michael Palin steals that film. He steals that film as a stuttering guy.
Yeah.
I know we're going off... Jamie Lee Curtis, but John Cleese, do you find him funny outside of Monty Python?
Yes.
You really do think he's funny outside of Monty Python?
In, for example, Rat Race, his character is so wonderfully eccentric.
Yeah.
He's, and 40 Towers. Yes. Brilliant.
Was that before Monty Python or after?
After.
After.
It was after?
Yeah.
And they well after.
How many episodes did they do? 12?
They had two series. So six episodes each, I think.
And it's still fucking
iconic.
It's
timeless, it's classic, it's brilliant. No, again, John Cleese... I'm not saying everything he's done is great, but he's a very intelligent guy and he generally only picks good stuff.
I like John. I think John Cleese is
his Australian anti-smoking adverts that in Australia he was actually in on a campaign of, I think, anti-smoking adverts, and they were funny as fuck.
Yeah.
Or was it anti-smoking stuff he did in the UK? He did a cock.
He did these adverts
in Australia. I'm now wondering if they were anti-smoking, but I remember seeing them on one of those funny advert programs they used to do, and I just remember them being really quite funny, which is kind of ironic. What with them being on one of those funny advert programs where the adverts are never funny.
I remember an advert with Dennis Leary. Yeah. Do you know the comedian Dennis Leary? I think he's American.
No,
he might be Australian.
He's American.
Now, do you know who Dennis Leary is?
What did you just say, Ash?
He's Australian.
I'm sorry, I thought you were just slurring like a mofo.
he was going to say Australian and then turn it into American.
I think he's
Australian. Like
Do you know who he is?
Yes, you have.
Do you know who Dennis Leary is? If I say his name, you don't know.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Okay, well, there's a guy. There's an advert for Castlemaine 4X, which makes me wonder whether he is Australian. And he did an advert where...
With the beer that's brewed in the UK.
It's an advert for drinking it. I think, and if you're drinking driving, and he's sitting in the back of the car going, he's a wanker.
I'm a wanker. And it does me good like a bloody well should. I'm a wanker.
Yeah. That was an advert. How do you remember it?
I remember that song from school.
Yeah.
From the advert. It must have been from the advert.
It wasn't from an advert. No, it was actually a guy with a banjo.
The advert was done from the song.
Okay.
It was a guy with a banjo that actually does do a song saying I'm a wanker.
Three words: Jamie Lee Curtis.
1991. Yeah. My Girl. She was in My Girl.
I never actually saw that. Well, that was Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, Dies of Bees.
Yeah, Death by Bees.
My Girl Too.
Honest, Macaulay Culkin dies by then. Yes.
Having seen Home Alone, I was quite pleased about it. You know,
I like Home Alone.
Well, he's
Macaulay Culkin. He's a weird looking fucker these days.
I told you in the last couple of episodes.
He's bigger than Angelina Jolie's.
He's a heroin addict.
Yeah,
apparently.
Fine.
He injects it in his lips.
She was in Forever Young in 92.
That was Mel Gibson, wasn't it? That actually wasn't a terrible film.
They remade that film.
Really?
Yeah, called Captain America. It's the same fucking storyline.
Except he doesn't get old at the end.
Did he get frozen?
What, Captain America? Yeah.
That's why I've got to watch Captain America.
It's actually a good film.
Comes back in the Avengers, doesn't he?
Basically, Captain America was created during World War II as a ultimate soldier.
And frozen.
His plane crashing in the North Pole, but him having the metabolism that allowed him to survive.
And they bring it back out, and they defrost him.
They had so really many big words. Microwaves.
Yeah.
And then
only 50% power.
And then they turn around in the Avengers and say, fans are going out there and fighting some aliens. He's like, yeah, why not? I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Fuck you.
So I'm doing it. It's Forever Young.
It's not a tumor.
Meets Austin Powers.
Pretty
and
much
that
totally.
Is Captain America.
Yeah, but Austin Powers took the piss out of Demolition Man. When Sylvester Stallone is putting a goo all naked and in a little fetus position. So
yeah.
That's okay. Me in a nutshell.
Here
baby.
We go. 1994, True Lies.
Great film.
Great film.
It had Tina Carrere. And a man at the back says, everyone attacking a turn to the ballroom blitz. I know that's out of Wayne's World, but I just think that woman's hot.
Yeah, they did a tango in
20 years ago.
Do you see there was a TV show called Tang about Relic Hunter? I think it was called Relic Hunter.
There's something about Relic Hunter. Oh, Relic Hunter. Sorry. I heard that.
That's
totally different. Mood.
What did you hear?
Relic
Hunter.
You always need a little bit of relish.
Really?
That was a Tomb Raider take, wasn't it, basically?
Yeah?
Do you think I could get away with writing that on iTunes? Relic Hunter? No. I'll just put Relic Hunter. And I'll just...
Put a space in.
Yeah,
just Relic.
Strategic.
Hunter.
Yeah, I'll do that, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, people.
Have we got an episode title?
I think we have. You're doing quite well with episode titles recently. So, but True Lies, though, she's really nice in that film. Because she's all drab.
Gorgeous.
She looks all drab. We've got the glasses on and the big hair.
And then all of a sudden, she's beautiful.
She starts fucking strip teasing for some guy.
Yeah.
That
is the best.
Well,
scene.
She's strip teasing for some guy who turns out to be her husband because he's doing this Frenchy voice.
Yes,
because someone recording it.
And then
because Arnold Schwarzenegger couldn't possibly do an American accent, let alone a French one.
Oh, it's so stupid.
I am French.
He fumbles with the dictaphone behind him, and she smacks him round the head with the telephone.
It's not a croissant.
It's not a tumor. Blah blah blah. That is a great scene though, when she just suddenly starts ripping her fucking skirt and does her hair, and you're just like, yeah baby, yeah.
Tia Carrere is so fucking hot.
She's not that nice. Fierce Creatures, 1997.
That's the bunny. That opened the zoo. Was that Kevin Kline as well in that?
Yes, it's the same fucking people we told you.
Was it the entire cast? Sorry, I couldn't remember it.
We've added people. Yeah. Ronnie Corbett's in it.
Oh, of course he is, yeah, he's like the reptile or insect keeper or something.
Robert Lindsay played the tortoise. He plays the insect guy.
That's a fucking brilliant cast in that film.
Oh, proper British. It's really funny. I like it. A lot of people go, it's not as good as Fiscal Wonder, but...
I don't compare the two. They're two different, but they might be the same casts, but it's a great film. Totally different plot.
And she is nice in that film.
Is she?
Yeah. Just gets her fucking...
I think he's got quite a hard-on for her, don't you?
Yeah, I think...
He's got
a hard-on for her hard-on.
Sorry, Adam. I was talking to Ash there.
Oh, was you?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't follow
you. Yeah, this is a conversation.
That's why he's looking at me.
Yeah.
Have we failed the big tool test?
You have.
I forgot
what it's called.
Yes, because he's the girly and we're ignoring him.
I agree with you, Ash. Ash, how about your response? There you go.
This is a conversation. You agree with me.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it makes
conversations.
A change, actually.
Totally.
We're actually having a good dialogue.
Absolutely. Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say good.
Well, it's a dialogue, isn't it?
Yeah.
1998. And for me, any dialogue is good because you're actually talking to me.
Totally, I agree.
Rather than telling me to fuck off.
Yeah, or just trying to bulldoze onto the next section. Yeah, that's the worst bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
98.
Yeah. Oh, hello.
Halloween H2O, 20 years later.
Halloween water, 20 years later.
Halloween 20.
Is that a yellowy water?
I think it's just dihydrogen oxide.
Oh.
Yeah, that's H2O, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it's quite lethal, that stuff.
Yeah, you could drown in it. Yeah.
Virus, 1999.
A virus. That's is that worse lethal. Than H2O?
Never seen it.
No, never.
It's not a very good film. Drowning Mona, 2000.
He's never seen it, but he's already rated it as a very good film.
Drowning Mona.
Yeah.
Is that why someone who complains too much, so you stick a fucking head under the water?
Well, she can fucking do that to you.
Hoping that she's a fish called Wanda, but she's not, she's Mona. So you got the name slightly wrong, and therefore she drowns.
A fish called Mona.
2002, Halloween Resurrection.
We're just being bulldozed here, aren't we?
Yeah.
That sounds sexual, doesn't it?
But he said erection.
I can't remember. All I heard was erection, and I just ignored the rest of it.
He's just a stuck-up prick.
He was Jamie's stuck-up prick, I bet.
Oh,
yeah.
Halloween Resurrection, yeah. No, that's her last one. She actually dies in the first 5 minutes. Spoiler.
Okay.
That's like Sigourney Weaver. She got resurrected. Jamie Lee Curtis gets resurrected. Who else gets resurrected?
Jesus. And on Freaky Friday, 2003.
Yeah, not seen it.
That's him. Him. That's him and Lizzie Lohan.
That's her doing a him, doing a her, doing a him.
Girls who like boys, who boys like.
Christmas with the Cranks, 2004.
Not seen it.
Tim Allen and Dan Aykroyd.
It's got to be better than Christmas with the Crankies, could be.
Yes, that would be a bit bad.
Oh, for the American listeners, I'm not going to explain.
No, don't, because we're trying to get away with it. And You Again, 2002.
What?
That's one of the last films she's actually done.
Okay.
Really?
You Again.
She's actually done a lot of TV stuff.
So she disappeared.
All that.
Yeah. Yeah, she's dead.
She's got enough money.
Oh, don't say that. Because she died, I feel like I've just died.
Killed her,
yeah. I didn't do it. I promise.
Wasn't me. Mama came in.
That's because you couldn't.
So, Will, was your choice of a Star Watch any good?
No.
It was a little bit rubbish, really, wasn't it?
It was weak.
That's your fucking fault.
We should have done Herman Munster.
The guy who played Herman Munster.
No, just Herman Munster.
He would have been in one film.
What the fuck, Ash?
Turns out, I thought she was in a lot more good films than she was.
Well, maybe.
She was in a couple of good ones.
Because you weren't fucking listening.
Sorry?
Yeah, he ran through a whole load while we were talking.
Oh.
See, he was carrying on as if we didn't exist.
Oh, was he throwing a bit of a hissy fit?
Yeah.
Okay, so while Will... Whilst Will gets himself sorted, I've got another little thing from Rita here, so here we go. Listen to this.
Oh, so what shit has Adam asked me to say now? La da 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 da, oddcast, podcast, blah blah blah, boring, stupid. Oh, Jesus, what a load of rubbish. You know, I must stop agreeing to record stuff for him. The whole podcast stuff is ruining my reputation. You know, I've made films with some big people. Mark Hamill, Luke Bloody Skywalker. Now I'm recording stupid bits for some nobody from Essex who thinks his podcasts are important. Da da da, oddcast, blah. Alright, let's just record this shit so I can get back to doing something worthwhile. where's the record button? Does Red mean record? Oh, fucking oddcast shit.
Okay, that was nice.
God bless you, Rita.
Are we recording?
Yeah, literally just, the red means record and apparently she just recorded.
Where's our little light saying on air?
We should get one of those.
Yeah, we need a big box in the middle of the table.
Can you buy us one?
A red light.
That says on air and it flashes. You can enter the room when it flashes.
So please interrupt us.
Isn't it going to be green?
When it's flashing means we're good. But when it's on, you do not enter.
Isn't it going to be green when you can come in and red when you're recording?
No, because that's two different colours. They usually just have red and red.
That's
flashing.
More expensive. You've got to get two light bulbs.
We can't afford that on this podcast. Jesus Christ.
Purple alert. Can we go to red alert? Well, we could, but it does mean changing the bulb.
The more you spend on that, the less we spend on booze.
Mm.
So, Will! So after Rita just literally slagged me off again, Move us into what you've got planned. Well, it's not a quiz, though, is it?
No, it is a quiz.
So you're bringing a quiz back? You had one episode off and you brought a quiz back?
No, I just thought I'd do a quiz for this one because the concept appealed to me and I thought it was funny.
Okay.
So, we have Hollywood movie translations.
Right.
From the adult industry. Right. So, I'm going to give you a film title and you have to tell me what the adult movie industry remade it as.
I see what you mean.
So we get points for creativity here.
Oh, we get extra points.
Yeah, basically, you will each have a turn to go first, just to even it out, because one of you could get it right.
Yeah.
If someone gets it right, they get 2 points.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I pick the best of each answer and give you 1 point to that person.
Oh, my God, there's a chance that I might actually get more than one
point.
Indeed.
That's because you've seen so many fucking adult movies, you perv.
Right. So, we will start with Ash.
Oh,
yes,
dear.
Start with Ash.
And it is Lord of the Rings. What did they call it?
I'm actually thinking that to be really, really non-original, they could actually leave it the same and it's just a game.
No, they can't do that. All of them have to have been changed. Some of them have only been changed a little bit. But they can't just call it Lord of the Rings because there was a trademark thing there.
Copyright. That's not good. But that could be a very good thing. And I'm going to be absolutely shit on this one because I don't know what it is.
For fuck's sake.
Will wants you to win, Ash.
You've not watched the Lord of the Rings porn version.
No, I'm kind of... Well, you guys might have watched some of these, but just call it. Ash?
I'm thinking two birds, one cup.
It's not quite that far removed.
It's come from that area.
Is that your
two
answer?
Hobbits. Yeah. Two hobbits, one right. cup.
Adam.
Swords up the ring.
To be fair, just because he tried to do a play on the title, Adam gets the point.
What was it? I want to hear.
Whore of the Rings.
Oh, that's actually quite clear.
Now,
even have it so easy.
What I will say here, there may have been multiple remakes of some of the films, but I'm just going with the ones I have listed. Okay? Now, Adam, American Beauty.
American Beauty?
Mm hmm.
Oh. American Beauty.
Okay. Ash?
I'm a bit too quick on it. I don't even think I'm done.
No, it's not the problem, it's just the fact that you haven't given Ash enough time to think.
That's why I did it.
He's a bit slow.
That's why I did it.
Right, Ash, just go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I want to fuck a beauty.
Jesus Christ, they're both lame. So no points, quite frankly, for creativity. American Booty.
That's crap.
Well, yeah, I know, but so were your answers.
Is a pilot. American Beauty's better.
It's crude.
No, a merry cunt beauty.
That's not what you said. Right.
I said American Beauty.
I'm not giving you it. I get to decide.
I married a beauty.
Give me a point.
Now that
you've already
better.
Got a point.
Okay, I'm happy.
Okay. Mission Impossible. Ash.
Oh, I think I actually know this.
Alright, bearing in mind how slow Ash is.
Mission Incomable.
Okay.
Is it a Missionary Impossible?
You get the point, but you don't get the full point. I'll give you the creativity point, but it was Missionary Position Impossible.
Oh, okay, yeah. That was kind of a bit obvious, but yeah.
But the Missionary Position isn't impossible.
But that's the name of the film. Yeah. Maybe it was in this circumstance due to its self-destructing.
Zero gravity.
Missionary is impossible when it's a dwarf and a fat bird.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, this one's quite simple. Adam, a tale
No,
of...
hang on, it's Ash.
No, it's you.
Oh,
no.
It's me, sorry. Yeah.
A Tale of Two Cities.
A Tale of Two Cities. See, I'm trying to think, like, because I know kind of what the story is about.
They're all of these are plays on
the
title,
on, not the actual.
Yeah, it's a play on the title. It's not trying to be clever about the plot or anything like that. It's taking the title and working it into porn.
A Tale and Two Shitholes.
I was going to say A Tale of Two Titties.
Ash gets the 2 points.
There we go.
Well done.
There we go.
I think it's shitties.
Yeah, that's because you've got a warped sense of...
Right, so we're on 2-0. And I'm skipping past Titty Titty Gangbang. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. And this is...
to me.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. You can have temples of all kinds of things. Oh, it's got to be just the... I'm just
enjoying.
This may take
5, 4, 3, 2 I did a Google search for porn remakes of Hollywood films.
Nice. Clear that fucking cookie on your computer.
No. To be honest, this one I can explain to the wife.
I'm thinking of the Temple of Boom Boom.
Is that your...
Yeah.
Okay.
Indiana Bone. Bone, I said. Not bone.
Yeah.
And the Nipple of Doom.
I'm going with Adam for the bonus point.
Really?
However, it was San Fernando Jones and the Temple of Poon.
Okay. I don't want to watch any of these. None of these appeal to me at all.
Yeah, sure. so you're not interested in Raiders of the Lost Arse?
No! Who wants to say that?
Okay, this one just tickled me, because if you get it, there's something wrong with you. But it's Edward Scissorhands.
That's you first.
Oh, I've actually heard this. I think I've heard it before. Edward Penis Hands.
Oh, Adam gets the point.
I've actually heard of that before.
That could be Snip Snip Ow.
Snip snip bang bang.
You won't be able to do bang bang because all of a sudden she's got a dildo.
It's,
not a real
it's
one.
So fucking obvious. You're gonna make a porn film, but Edward Scissorhand. What are you gonna replace the scissors for? Dicks. That's what it is.
I would say Edward Scissor Glands.
Scissor Glands?
Yeah, glands, not G L A N D S, but G L A N S is another term for penis. Glands.
That's why you don't work in the porn industry. Yes. Though, because people just like, what are you talking about, glands?
That's true. Skipping past Analyze These. Forrest Gump. I think it's Analyze These,
that's
to be
fucking
fair.
Fucking obvious, this one, isn't it?
This is Ash first. Forrest Gump.
There's one obvious way you
yeah,
can
yeah, exactly. It. It's just called Fuck My Gump.
What? Is that your answer?
It rhymes, doesn't it?
No! Not even a bit.
Is this like the fucking...
Is that your answer, Ed?
Bolton's Boaching.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1
You're trying to pretend you don't know, aren't
you? Alright, Ash, epic fail. Adam?
Well, I don't know the exact name, but it's got to be saying like Forrest Dump. On your chest.
You're going back to the two words.
Or Forrest Gimp.
No, to be fair, I'll give it Ash the point.
Forrest Cunt?
No, it's Forrest Hump.
Oh, was that? Oh. I was going a bit further.
Oh, yeah. You just went too far, Adam.
Went too far.
They're never going to call something Fuck My Gump.
Moving past.
It's like, yeah, it's a porn film title. It doesn't.
Oh, my God.
But it works.
Moving past Titanic. We're going for It's a Wonderful Life.
Really?
Tagline, George Bailey, eat your heart out.
It's a Wonderful Life. Yep. As in the old film.
Yep, totally.
They made a porn remake of that.
Yes, they did. And she's an angel.
What was it? Every time a bell rings, an angel loses her virginity.
Along those lines. Well, what have you got for us, Adam?
It's
a very
life.
Simple, very simple change.
It's a wonderful... It's a...
5...
Do you know what?
3.
I really don't know. And I actually just want you to tell us.
Pass. So. Ash?
I'm going for extending the title to make it rhyme.
Go on.
It's a Wonderful Life. Please go fuck my wife.
Well, Ash gets the bonus point.
It's a Wonderful Wife.
But, Tits a Wonderful Life.
Tits a Wonderful Life. What the? When was that made?
I can't tell.
Oh, okay. I want to know.
90.
You can check on IMDb, you never know.
Should do a Star Wars. You go back and watch this shit.
Oh, hang on.
Go back and watch it. It's a Wonderful Life. You alright then?
Yeah, I've gotten a bit mixed up. Ah, fuck it.
Oh, what's the prize?
Right, okay, so Pulp Fiction.
Okay. Oh, that's going to be something simple like Pulp Fiction.
So you don't think the same as me, do you?
No, no.
I try and think of like play on words and shit.
He tried to play on words.
He did try, but
pump my.
What was the one you said earlier? Like
pump my fuck hole.
I'm going to cut these bits out. Just to hear
these dirty words.
Fuck
me. Pump my fuck hole.
I mean, that word. Okay, Adam, what's yours?
Pulp Diction.
Pulp Diction.
Pump Diction.
It was Pulp Friction.
See, again, I'm going a bit too rude, I think.
Yeah, I'm going too rude.
Yeah, you are. It's just play on the words. It's not sweary stuff.
Oh.
So, no points. Nil points.
Can I say, is this Saving Private Ryan's on
there? No, I skipped Shaving Private Ryan.
Yeah, Saving Private Ryan's.
Actually, I can't remember.
Shaving Ryan's. Shaving Ryan's Privates.
Moving Past Sluts and the City.
That ain't a Bourne movie. That's the actual name of the film.
That was the reason I moved past. A Clockwork Orange.
Oh, A Cockwork Orange.
Ash?
Oh, that wasn't it. That's what I was thinking it might
be. No, it wasn't actually.
Yeah. Got to be close though.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's close.
It may well have been made. Like I say, there may be verses like that, but I'm not going for that.
A Cockwork Orange. A Cockwork Orange.
Still wrong.
Ash? Yeah, but I like the sound of it.
A Clockwork Orgasm.
Ash gets the point because it was very close. It was A Clockwork Orgy.
Ah.
See, I'm not happy with that.
Well, you wouldn't be.
It should have been A Cockwork Orgy.
Well, but it's not called that. It's called A Clockwork Orgy.
Yeah, but they should call it A Cockwork
Orgy. Yeah, but Ash was closer, and I made
I'm not
the,
arguing. I'm just saying that some of these porn people need us on this.
Sounded obvious.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Moving past, what was that? Rebel Without a Condom. Honey, I Blew Up the Kids.
that just
no, sorry, it was Honey, I Blew Up the Baby, wasn't it? Sorry, I've only got the porn title.
that just works.
No, not when you put kids in the title.
This is the sort of thing Pete Townsend gets done for.
Ash?
Oh no! In my head now, I've got it in my head what it is, and if I'm right, I'm leaving. I'm not going
to
continue.
There's no reference to childhood or children or babiness or anything like that. Okay.
Thank
God
for that.
Oh, so it's not something like "Honey, I've given you kids."
That would have been acceptable, actually.
Or "Honey,
I'm making babies."
Honey, I blew.
Is that your
kids.
Answer? Is that your answer, Ash?
Yeah, that'll do.
Adam?
Honey, I Blew You Baby.
It's Honey, I Blew Everybody. Neither answer was good enough.
But that's shit. I think Rick Moranis is in that as well.
Was that a Bukowski video?
It's for IMDb, Rick Moranis. I bet he's in that film.
He's done it.
Alright, moving past The Sex Files. Which is one of my favourite. I can't actually remember the original title, but it's Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's
Bone.
It's not called The Sorcerer's Bone.
Oh, Sorcerer's Stone.
Sorry. Right, okay. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Who's going first? Is it me?
It's you.
Yeah, it's you, Adam.
Harry Cocker and the Sorcerer's Bone.
Okay. Ash?
I'm thinking that, there's the potential with the Harry Cocker.
I'm just thinking on me knob. Not on me feet. I'm thinking
my
favourite
bit about this is it's in 3D.
Those pesky studios.
And according to the cover, and I think this might be gay porn, to be fair, my favourite bit on the cover, it says two pairs of 3D glasses included.
Nice. This is fucking... You need to delete this.
I need to stop looking at the cover. Ash... For the love of God.
Harry Cocker and the Philosophers. No, I can't beat...
Too slow.
I can't beat...
All right,
Adam
gets the point, although it was Hoary Potter and the Sorcerer's Balls.
See, mine was better.
That doesn't quite work. Harry Cocker and the Philosopher's Bone. That's why I wouldn't have got Sorcerer's Balls.
Right.
Look at us both with our fucking arms. Like, yeah. I am not happy.
Moving my arms folded.
Moving past Womb Raider and moving past The Horror of the Rings 2, we are finally...
Oh my God, they actually made a film called Womb Raider.
Yep. And we are finally on American Pie.
Seriously?
Yep.
That's you,
actually. Oh, that's to me, isn't it?
Yep.
Really? American Pie? I mean, it sounds stupid like the American Beauty one we said, but it wasn't even funny.
American Booty.
Yeah, that one.
It doesn't have to be funny. It's just the subject of the quiz.
If I went into a porn shop, I would not buy American Booty.
Well, it depends on the cover, doesn't it? Did you see the cover?
Bird and Matthew must have bought that, thinking it was the original.
Bootyful. Like it, like it. But he's dead.
His daughter probably got a speech impediment as well.
Right,
okay. Lesbian as well.
Yeah. Well, she's from Norfolk, so she's probably his sister as well.
And grandma. And grandma and mother.
If it's a play on the film as well, then it's got to be sort of something along the lines of American warm apple pie with added American custard. There we go.
Okay, Ash, Adam.
See, he's getting
one. Oh no,
I don't actually know. It's American pie.
Four. Okay, it was American cream pie.
What? Fuck off.
Cream pie is a shot where the male actor has ejaculated in the woman's anus and she lets the semen dribble out. God, do you know nothing?
You know too much, Will.
Really?
I know my
terms.
Well, when we watch porn, it's for 30 seconds. You watch porn
for the day. Title.
Well, yeah, I last longer than you, clearly. I watch tantric porn.
Why? Why would you want to last longer?
I've never understood that tantric sex.
Is that the last one?
Yeah. So, Adam wins the porn quiz 6-5.
I'm not even that happy about that. Not
I love the fact that he was expecting me to win that.
I know! He said that.
I gave you a chance.
No, actually. Before we started recording, you turned around, you said, I've got a quiz ready, Adam might not be very good at it, but Ash, you might win.
No, I said, I've got a quiz that Ash will have a chance at.
See, well, I had a chance, he was 6-5. That's the closest I think we've come, apart from the one.
Oh, don't say that! That's the closest we've come in a porn quiz! That don't even sound right! Oh
right.
My God!
Next feature.
You fucking lowered the tone, Will, you know what I mean? You've lowered the tone.
Next feature.
Boogie, okay. Boogie, 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 boogie.
Yes, let's go back and watch some shit.
We have to go back! We have to go back! We have to go back!
He's a criminal's worst nightmare. A cop who enjoys the danger.
No guns, no jiu-jitsu, just bring him down.
Do you really want to jump?
Well, then that's fine with me. Come on.
Wait a minute.
He was ready to retire. Now, he's going to wish he had.
Gun!
Raj, meet your new partner.
New partner?
Oh, fuck this. If these guys can just stand each other...
What you got in here?
Boy and Smith?
A lot of old-timers carry those.
The bad guys don't stand a chance.
Don't kill anybody. I'm telling anybody.
I'm too old for this.
Are you as good as you say you are?
Nobody can touch me.
Suppose we better register you as a lethal weapon.
You ever met anybody you didn't kill?
Well, I haven't killed you yet.
Diplomatic Community, Mr. Riggs.
Wrong film.
That's number two. Is it because you blick?
It's because we've had this conversation about we started with Lethal Weapon, and then we've suddenly realised all of them are awesome.
No, but yes. they all mix into one. I find, and you start like I said, you would say diplomatic immunity. That ain't even right. Diplomatic immunity.
Diplomatic immunity, Mr. Riggs.
And then we start thinking, what film was that? Was that the third one or the second one? The first one?
That was the one with Patsy Kensit, who was Liam Gallagher's girlfriend shortly after, or Noel.
Wife.
She had love. She got her puppies out in Lethal Weapon 2. It's one of the reasons I like Lethal Weapon 2 the most.
Yes. Just before they then tried to disappear underneath the caravan.
Okay, so.
That was two as well. Hmm? So that's when he dislocated. I can't remember Lethal Weapon 1.
Then, all right, they're two doors down.
To make it clearer, we're not just. I just played a trailer for Lethal Weapon 1.
Lethal Weapon 1.
I'm so glad you pointed out. Like, Lethal Weapon 1. Lethal Weapon 1.
Lick my nipples 1.
Right.
That could have been.
Or lick my weapon 1.
Exactly. See? Now I'm coming up with the good ones rather than when we're actually doing the quizzes. See, when I get put on the spot, I go...
So, yeah, lick my weapon would definitely be the
lethal weapon. It's not even one, it's just lethal weapon, isn't it?
You can actually, you can see the sequel. Lick my weapon. Lick my weapon, too.
Lick all of our weapons, 3, 4, 5, 6.
No, lick my weapon, 4, 3.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't work. So should we?
It does with your accent.
Should we? Because we kind of don't answer. Should we just do all of them? All four.
Yeah,
of them?
Fuck it. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Except I can't remember the fourth or the third. It's, I can only remember two. Two.
So
is
this
the
is
the fourth one's got Joe Pasquale in a little red car, isn't it?
I think he's in all
he's
of
in
them. He's in two, three, and four. But the
Joe Pasquale.
See, I love the fact that neither of you picked up on that.
You're right. It's because they both got squeaky voices.
Exactly.
He said it. And we were like, no, we know what you're talking about, but
what? Joe
Pesci.
That's the one.
Joe Pasquale. American listeners won't know who Joe Pasquale is.
He's a little squeaky dude. Oh, no, that's the same.
That's still Joe Pesci.
I think he's taller than Joe Pesci.
He's an English comedian.
Yeah, probably.
I think we mentioned him before.
But they both sound Italian as well.
I think he's got Italian in him.
Ooh. There's a film about the that. It's called Lick My Weapon.
I knew if you bring up that fucking porn quiz, it's going to die. But yeah, okay, so we're going to...
Why wouldn't it?
We're going to go back and watch Lethal Weapon 1, 2, 3 and 4.
So I can just now... The thing is, now you've got the Goonies.
The Ghoulies. There is a Ghoulies film.
Oh, man.
Not porn.
Lick My Ghoulies.
You ever seen there's a horror film called The Ghoulies?
It's not like one of those space hoppers.
No, just up
as a couple of ghoulies, bounces and squashes people.
Sorry, ghoulies is probably a fairly English term, which is, oh, he kicked me right in the ghoulies.
Anyway. Yeah, right, Lethal Weapon.
All of them.
1987
was a film. Too old for that shit.
Mel Gibson, Danny Glover. Do you remember the first one? Let's go with the first one first.
That wasn't the bomb under the toilet.
No,
it's when they're first introduced to each other.
Riggs handcuffs himself to the suicide victim.
Yep.
Suicide guy. Jumps off the top. And he's properly, totally suicidal due to the murder of his wife.
And Danny Glover takes him across the road and actually says, if you want to kill yourself, and he goes, I controlled the jump. If you want to kill yourself here, he gives him the gun and he sticks it in his mouth and he actually pulls the trigger and Danny Glover sticks his finger between the hammer and the bullet.
That's fucking pretty hardcore.
Hammer man! Hammer!
Nice. But if you watch that bit where Mel Gibson does jump off the building with the guy in handcuffs, you'll see a little shot where they've got the handcuffs together and then the handcuffs break. And then their arms go either side when they're jumping. It's not actually Mel Gibson, it's a stuntman.
Bad production.
And it's like...
Well, they're not going to actually handcuff each other together just in case they fuck it up.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to keep it in the film where you see it break apart.
Yeah, they should have edited that bit out.
Well, they could have done, but they didn't.
So, Lethal Weapon 1. All right. You got Danny Glover.
Yeah.
Too old for this shit. Right, yep. He's a veteran.
He's always too old for this shit. All of them.
And you got Riggs comes in, and he's obviously the young suicidal cop. I'm reading this off IMDb. It's what it says: a veteran cop, Murtaugh, is partnered with a young suicidal cop.
His name is Murtaugh.
Both have one thing in common: hating working in pairs. That's not even a real fucking sentence. Hate working in pairs. How it should be said.
I don't like working in a pair. Working in an apple.
Now they must learn to work with one another to stop a gang of drug smugglers. This is probably 80s. Cocaine and everything. You ever been the bit in the first Lethal Weapon film where he goes to the Christmas tree people?
Yep.
And he does the old drug bust there. Remember that bit?
And then he gets strapped to the front of the armoured vehicle and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I like the armour-piercing bullets that I think were Lethal Weapon 3 when he shoots the guy through the bulldozer.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, so Lethal Weapon 1, though, sets a tone.
Totally.
It's a buddy cop film, but it's still dark. It's not actually... It's a comedy.
It's not as funny as the later ones. They don't move on. They don't get as funny, but they realise for the later ones the theme works, but they need to be funny.
Yeah, well, but on the first one, it's an action crime thriller because you've got Gary Busey. He's a fucking nut. And it's the bit at the end.
You've got Gay Beauty?
I thought he said Gay Boosie.
Gary Boosie?
No, he said Gay.
I thought he said Gay Booty.
Gary Boosie.
There's another film.
Yeah. You mean Joshua?
No. Is he really? Hang on. Joshua?
Who puts the flame on his
arm? Yeah, it is. Gary Boosie.
Damn.
Yeah.
Ash had some film trivia.
Yeah.
A moment's silence for respect.
Thank you.
And that's Ash's definition of a moment's silence.
Yeah, you
Well, I've got to fill it with myself because I actually get some silence so I can actually talk.
No, but he has got the bit in that film, which is one of the greatest scenes I find, when Riggs and Gary Busey have the massive fight on the front lawn of Danny Glover's house.
Let's talk faster because I need to light the barbecue.
Yeah,
You've ended the film already.
Yeah, but that's how it happens.
How about when they meet? When they're in the service, I was going to say the service station. And Riggs pulls out his gun, and Murtaugh on the other side of the room shouts "gun" and then just legs it towards him, and actually, flicks over the top, and Riggs just ends up pointing the gun at him, going, "What the fuck do you think you're doing?"
Leaf Weapon 2, 2 years later.
Diplomatic immunity, Mr. Riggs.
That's the most quotable fucking line in that entire film.
Love it. But you're black.
This is the film that they introduced Joe Pesci.
It's good.
It was funny.
Yeah, and then he stuck around for the
rest of it. Oh, no, but I find him funny in them films.
That medley of the lines about hospitals and shit?
I've got a Joe Pesci compilation. You want to hear it?
Fuck yes.
Okay. They fuck you at the drive-thru, okay? They fuck you at the drive-thru. They know you're going to be miles away before you find out you got fucked, okay? They know you're not going to turn around and go back. So they don't care who gets fucked. Oh, Leo gets. Okay, sure. I don't give a fuck. I'm not eating this tuna, okay? They fuck you in the hospital. First they drug you, then they fuck you. And when they're done fucking you, along comes the insurance company and fucks you some more. $10 for a fucking...
Never, don't you know what they're doing, kid? They fuck you with cell phones. That's what it is. They're fucking you with the cell phone. They love when you get cut off. You know why? Huh? You know why? Because when you call back, which they know you're going to do, they charge you for that fucking first minute again at that high rate.
If you're lucky enough to be able to call back, because the 3-hour battery you got only lasts for 20 fucking minutes.
Or what if you're behind a fucking hill and it's going...
Oh, you're going through a damn tunnel or some shit, man. And they keep making it smaller. You know why they make them this small? So you can lose them. Why? So you have to buy more phones. I never lost my mother's phone. Took it 2 hours to make a damn long distance call. 4. 5. Oh, I messed up. Hang up. Gotta do it again. 4. 5. I never lost my Sports Illustrated swimsuit phone.
And how about the fucking scanners? These idiots, they get your phone number, and then they make calls.
Oh, somebody took my number.
What happened to you?
Afghanistan. I don't know nobody in Afghanistan. I don't know what fucking Afghanistan look like. And even if I did, I would not talk to that Afghan ass for 3 hours. I won't talk to my daddy for 3 hours.
They fuck you with the cell phone.
Right, come on, I've got a barbecue to light.
I knew it! Fucking knew it! Right, play a fucking clip and you're fucking... Ed, hurry up, I need to fucking do shit. Do a podcast.
None of us have lives here.
You ain't got a life. He's fucking told what to do.
Yes, the wife phoned me up and told me to light the barbecue. Now,
and if anybody actually wants to wonder when he... go back a couple of minutes ago and you'll realise that Will doesn't say anything for a whole minute.
Because he's on the phone to the wife. Yeah, you know it's a special time. You know I was out of the room because I didn't say anything.
You know it's a special time because I start talking.
Yeah, we have a beach dog, a beckle.
We have a vegetable.
Beckle? The thing at the beginning of the podcast. Me and Ash actually have a conversation. So, yeah. But Lethal Weapon 2, right? It suddenly turned into an action crime thriller into...
The funny thing is, when I was out phoning the wife, comedy thriller. You're talking about him working in pairs, and I was thinking, shit, I need to be in there so I can do the Apple line. And Ash came up with the Apple line, so I was happy.
Yeah.
Right, moving on.
Yeah. Lethal Weapon 2, Diplomatic Immunity.
He just said diplomatic.
I did.
Diplomatic.
Kenzie. Oh, she's nice.
Oh,
I'm a fit South African from London.
I'm a South African from London town.
I might fancy something different every day, so I buy just what I need.
She dies in that film.
She dies.
I really wish she hadn't died.
But I'd be the corpse.
She would have been better as than Joe Pesci in recurring throughout.
And Joe Pesci's funny.
Elaine, I've funny. Just appeared to get my tits out. I'm from London.
Therefore, I get my tits out.
Yes.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of birds that get their tits out.
Lethal Weapon 3, what happened?
92, that one was.
Ooh. We didn't ask the year. We said what happened.
I don't know, because it ain't coming.
What happened? It came out in 1992. That was the one with the armour-piercing bullets.
Arm dealers, yeah.
Yeah, arm dealers.
And that's where Rene Russo turns up, and they do the old scene where they are comparing war rooms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's just after the dogs and stuff, where they've run away and not quite got shot.
That was quite a fun scene, actually, because she's like, what's that scar? He goes, oh, this was this. Oh, yeah, you got to see this, you got to see this. And then they're virtually naked at the end, and then they... Get it on.
You're going to say this. Get this it is where
we're suck my little weapon, baby. Get it on.
See, sing it. I'm going to cut it a bit out and have it forever.
I don't know how.
Every time I take girlfriend to bed, I'll be like, listen to this. Suck my little weapon, baby.
Oh. He's vibrating.
Hang on, you vibrating again? Right.
He's
I would love to sing for you, but the wife is calling.
Suck my lethal weapon. Okay, yeah. So, Lethal Weapon 3, you remember that much?
I remember a little bit. Is that where Joe Pesci sort of...
got blonde hair in that film.
...tries to die on the ice rink?
I don't actually know. I can't remember, but it probably is
I'm
true.
Getting cold. That's because you're lying on a fucking ice rink. You little tit.
You little tit.
I don't think he says you.
Joe Pesci had blonde hair in this film. And I remember watching, have you ever seen National Lampoon's Loaded Weapon 1?
Yes.
With Samuel Jackson and Emilio Estevez.
Yes.
That's when they kind of take the piss out of Joe Pesci, that with John Lovitz.
And when they blow up the caravan with the helicopter and Bruce Willis comes over. Oh! No, that's the one over there!
Okay, sorry.
No problem! No problem!
But that's when they walk into a little caravan, it's like a fucking mansion. And he takes a naked walk in the moon. Moonlight. He goes, what are you doing? Just taking one of those naked strolls in the moonlight walk.
In the moonlight walk.
Moonlight walk.
Yeah, he's going backwards. Thing is, sliding his feet.
It's so much more obvious when Adam's drinking during the podcast. Because he never normally slurs. And, well, actually, no, I'm talking
shit. Hang on,
shit,
that's
actually,
shit.
Yeah.
He normally slurs and he normally fucks up his words. But
I think he's done it slightly more often, and I just slipped up on that when I said jowing it.
Yeah.
Right, Lethal Weapon 3, Arms Dealers.
And Richard Donner directed this one again, so he's been directing them all the time.
He directed all of them.
Stop doing that with your fucking elbow.
I'm stretching, I'm just having a stretch.
Just having a stretch!
Yeah, damn right.
But yeah, Lethal Weapon 3 is actually one of my least favourite Lethal Weapons out of all of them.
I faintly recall it, but I don't recall it that strongly.
Okay, so like, they're getting old.
So Lethal Weapon 4, which is the one where...
Jet motherfucking Lee. I love Jet Lee.
That's his name. That's his middle name.
Jet motherfucking Lee.
Nice.
He's a double-eyed bastard.
And this one was made in 98, so you've got a good 6 years between number 3 and number 4. Do you know why? They were going to make Lethal Weapon 4 in 95.
You said this 2 podcasts ago.
And what film was it going to be?
Die Hard 4. It was going to be Lethal
Weapon. That's fucking right, get it right, Will.
Sorry, it was Die Hard
with No Vengeance.
With a motherfucking militant black man.
I've noticed every time he doesn't know what to say, he says, with a motherfucking...
And then it's the rattling the fingers on the table.
I'm twitchy today. I'm really twitchy as fuck.
Don't worry, we get to the end of the podcast. It's fine.
Which was the one where he turns round and he's retiring and he goes, have you got an old
razor? That's Driving Miss Daisy.
And he goes, I've got an old face.
I don't know. Did you just make that up?
No. One of the
least. Is that a lick my weapon?
That might have been Lick My Weapon. It's just I need new moisturizer, but I got an old face.
Well, how about you rim me, baby?
I like Lethal Weapon 4 because I think that's a good one. Like I said, got Jet motherfucking Lee in it.
I've only seen it once, and I saw it when it was in the cinema. So
it's quite a cool little
recollection.
But they both look fucking old in it. Even Joe Pesci, when he turns up, looks old as fuck. Rene Russo's pregnant.
Joe Pesci was old to start with,
though. No, but he looks
That's the one where she's pregnant and they put an extension on their caravan on the beach.
And Chris Rock's in it. What are you doing, not having a beers? And Chris Rock's in the film as well. Chris Rock ends up going out with Danny Glover's daughter.
I talk like this! Oh, has he got dimples?
Who the fuck was that?
Chris Rock.
That was not Chris Rock! That was Bobcat Goldthwait from Police Academy.
No, that's how he talks in Fifth Element.
No, that's Chris Tucker, you dick.
Oh, fuck yeah. All right, now I'm with you.
I always get them confused, eh?
Well, they're black.
Because
they're
black. Racist. Jesus Christ. Okay, so...
Chris Rock's just the one that hates white people.
He doesn't hate white people.
I've seen his stand-up, he does.
Every black person does stand-up hates white people.
Really?
Yeah. We're easy
every
to
fucking... Lenny person. Henry.
Every black person hates white people.
Have you seen the 70s Lenny Henry stuff?
Actually, yes. Faintly militant.
Faintly?
Ah, it was funny, though.
Oh, yes.
He was one of the Black Panthers.
Do you know Lenny Henry's first name?
Leonard.
George.
Lenworth, I believe. Or something like that.
Yeah, it's so not... go back and watch All the Lethal Weapons.
Yeah, fuck it, do it.
They don't star Lenny Henry at all.
But watch Lethal Weapon 2 if you're only going to watch one. You don't need to.
Are you actually going
to
say... What,
if you're only going to watch one, watch two.
What's your most favourite?
Two, without a doubt.
Really?
Yeah.
Two was the best.
Okay. Well, you're
going once again...
I want some cougar in.
Yeah. Once again, the sequel better than the first.
I was going to argue, but I'm actually thinking, actually, that probably is one of the better ones.
Yeah. Right. Diplomatic immunity, Mr. Legs.
Black.
But he's black.
Yeah, no, actually, you're right. No, I actually agree.
Yeah, it was good.
If anyone disagrees and says what the best Lethal Weapon is, tweet me tweet me at Barker Podcast or Badger Prodder.
And I won't respond.
Yeah,
I've only been Twittering once every fucking fortnight.
It's not working well, so.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I've still not got Twitter.
We're at the end of the podcast, finally.
Thank God for that, I can light the barbecue.
It's been quite long, it's been interesting, and it's been fucking full of sexual innuendos, which I'm a little bit uncomfortable with.
Well, to be honest, if you take out the interesting bit, I think he's entirely accurate. Don't you, Ash?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
That was a conversation, because I said, don't you, Ash? He went, yes. And I said,
I've been talking to Ash when you keep walking out of the room.
Well, yeah, but I had to, because I was being phoned by the wife saying, light the barbecue!
It actually sounds. It sounds like saying out of labyrinth.
Yeah, totally.
And a mixture between Joe Pasquale and Joe Pesci.
Chris Rock. Chris Rock and Chris Tucker.
Yeah, whatever.
Tucker. They can play twins.
Black guys called Chris. What can I say?
Okay, so anyone on Twitter?
There must be more than one.
Yeah. Boy, shout.
Hey, fuck you too.
Right, play some Rita.
Are you on Twitter? Well, why not go and follow Adam at Barker Podcasts and keep updated with his daily life, podcasts and more. He tweets a lot. Far too much, in fact. I think he needs help. He's addicted. Adam, please curb your tweeting. It's getting out of hand. You need to control yourself. I'm worried about you. Seriously. So, if you want to follow Adam's tweets and possibly witness a breakdown, do so. Seriously, Adam, call me. I can help you.
Wasn't really squeaky.
Oh, shut up. Jesus Christ. All right, yeah, cheers, Rita, for doing all that. And, okay, so this has been the Oddcast Podcast episode 61. Fucking 61 episodes.
Yeah, you think we'd have learned by now.
Ash can't wait till 69. So I can just see all the stuff.
You are not going to 69 me.
Yeah, exactly. There we go. Oh, actually, looking at Ash now, you know, we were outside a minute ago. We were like, yeah, we're doing all right. No, we're fucked. We're all a bit drunk. Will's probably the soberest one here.
I'm dandy.
Yeah, Ash is fucked.
Because I'm mildly inebriated.
Well, we've got 12, 13, 14, 15 empty cans on the table,
it's
which
not
I suppose.
That much, though,
no,
really?
And the empty bottle of fizzy, but that's it.
And we had a fucking bottle of beer, a bottle of champagne.
Well, that's
one
can, but
that's
yeah,
a bottle of fizzy.
15 pints and a bottle of champagne's fuck all.
In a short space
that's
of
like
time.
5 pints ahead. And
but then again,
a bottle of wine.
I was never put, I weren't putting much, we were trying to be shandy, weren't we? Trying to do shandy.
Yeah, that was the good concept to start with. Anyway,
yeah,
let's go.
Yeah,
I just
so,
heard the wife reversing.
If you're on Stitcher, thumb us up, favourite us. If you're on iTunes, rate, review us. And if you want to hear more about how to listen to all the podcasts, wait to the end, rate will tell you. Go to the Podcast Network. Anyone else want to say anything? Because I'm ready to go.
Arse. Badger.
I tell you, is that a sign out? Okay, I've been Adam. You've been
Ash.
You've been
Will.
Sign us out, Ash.
When he says Ash, he means Will.
Oh, okay. So, well.
But when he says Will, he means Ash. Go for it.
Yeah, he doesn't even know, does he? He has no idea what he's talking about.
You've been listening to Adam, Will and Ash on the Oddcast Podcast UK. If you enjoyed what you just heard, why not check out oddpoduk.wordpress.com for all the back catalogue, including other podcasts such as It's Not Soccer, Pod Goddammit, Panic Stations, Ask an American and your alternative movie commentary podcast MovieCom. If you didn't enjoy what you just heard, then why the hell did you stick to the end? Have a nice day!